with Andy Thomas. Andy, what are you doing these days?
I've been supporting the Constellation program, particularly the parts of it devoted to lunar exploration, that is the lunar lander, the lunar rovers, and the lunar surface systems. And I've been representing the astronaut office interests in those various programs and projects.
And how do you see the program going from here on?
Well, that's a $64 question. It's obviously undergoing a very major redirection right now in the light of the president's new budget. I think, by and large, it's a healthy direction that we're going in with the accelerating the development of a heavy lift vehicle, because exploration of the moon or any other part of the solar system requires deep space access, which requires a heavy lift launch vehicle. And I'm very pleased to hear that the heavy lift launch vehicle is the vehicle that's being emphasized rather than another vehicle that takes us back to low Earth orbit, which I don't think we needed, and which was the hallmark of the Constellation program.
And how do you see that heavy lift vehicle being developed?
Well, the President's given us a mandate to develop a design in the next 5 years for production beginning in 2015. We need to do some trade studies to determine what kind of propulsion system that should use. It's not obvious that it should be solid rocket boosters with hydrogen and oxygen, or like Saturn was, kerosene and liquid oxygen. We have to do the necessary studies to determine what is the appropriate propellant to use in a vehicle like that and what systems a vehicle like that should have.
And you see a role in yourself in helping develop that?
I would like to contribute some engineering knowledge to that. I actually find the engineering of these vehicles is very challenging and very rewarding, and I'm an engineer by profession, of course, originally, and I enjoy the creative aspects that are required to think about the technical problems that go with these vehicles. I do hope, though, that we don't entirely give up on returning to the moon. I think once we have a heavy lift vehicle, which is what we need to put it to work, and the most immediate target, I think, logically, is a return to the moon. And so I hope that in years to come we will see a lunar program re-established.
And what's your wife doing in the program these days?
She is ready to launch to the ISS. She will be launching in 2 months' time in June to go to the International Space Station, where she will remain for 6 months. And she's just winding up her last week of training here in the US, and will travel to Russia next week in preparation for that journey.
Is she looking forward to the Soyuz launch?
Oh, yes, she is. She is trained to be the left seat co-pilot of the Soyuz, which means she is actually able to operate the Soyuz independent of the commander if the commander is incapacitated. She has the full capability to operate it, which is a very significant accomplishment for operating any spacecraft is, but especially one that's controlled in Russian. And so she's done very well with it, and she's looking forward to the flight.
Will you be able to travel to Russia to see her launch?
Yes, I will. I'll be going to Kazakhstan in June with some her friends and family to watch the launch.
Must be quite an exciting time for you.
I think it's more exciting for her.
Oh yes, of course.
Yes. No, it's going to be it's going to be fun to see her finally get to fly, because she's been working for this for several years and working very hard at it, and I think it's going to be a great experience for her.
And does she have a particular role when she gets to the space station?
She will be one of the flight engineers conducting science experiments on board the space station, along with the five other crewmates that she'll have there.
Well, thank you for joining us on the space show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.